Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio.
Yes, it certainly is Close Up Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host, and today we're going to be looking at or talking about and visiting with an executive, a business executive coach, someone who specializes in that area. Let's put it that way. We have a very thoroughly experienced coach who has quite a remarkable background, but who specializes in something known as emotional resource. Your emotional intelligence is really what it is, and I think you're going to be amazed by what you learn. And I've often said, because occasionally we talk to coaches who specialize in working with leaders and business executives, and you know, not every executive turns to having a coach, but I mentioned every now and then that he's admitted in himself. The CEO of Google has a coach, and he uses and refers to and consults with the coach quite often. And if someone in that category thinks coaching is good, then coaching would be good for all of us. No kidding. So in any event, our guest, Clara Doctolero, is the founder of EI Resources based in Seattle, and she is an executive coaching practice. Hers is an executive coaching practice specializing in developing and guiding emotional intelligence skills. And that might be a term you're not very familiar with, but by the end of this broadcast, you're gonna understand it completely. As she points out, even great leaders can benefit from this coaching. Unlike your IQ, emotional intelligence is something that can actually be developed and improved if you work at it. As a therapist, our guest specialized in what is known as dialectical behavioral therapy. It's often referred to as DBT. And that's a more skills-based approach to therapy. But when you pair it DBT with what she's doing, all the skills are aimed toward developing higher emotional intelligence, decision-making, stress management, emotional self-awareness, and interpersonal relationships are all enhanced by EI, emotional intelligence. And research in the business world and psychological world has shown that these methods are incredibly effective. Now, Clara says she is a natural DBT therapist, but she wanted to reach more people. Not everyone who can benefit from therapy goes to therapy, but everybody goes to work, and you can leave a much better person than when you walked in if you do specialize and learn about this. She started to notice executives who were coming to her for DBT. They were interested in developing the skills, and it opened her eyes to a population that really could utilize these skills in their leadership, and that's the part that she is really seasoned in and that sets her apart from most other executive coaches. She says long term of her practice is to help create a more emotionally literate society, which is what a goal, a great goal, a society of individuals who know how to manage anger, shame, and change. And she loves seeing the reaction from her clients when they get it. She says that's what drives her, because it communicates to her how much this kind of work really makes sense. Her goal is for individuals to begin their emotional intelligence journey as soon as they can. Sound interesting? Well, let me tell you, it is interesting, and this is a fascinating subject that if you haven't heard of it before, I think you're going to really be amazed by it, and I want to learn more about it, too. I've heard about it, but I don't know that much about it. So let's bring our guest on. Again, her name is Clara Doctolero. She's based in Seattle, Washington. She is on the line with us where it is really kind of fairly early in the morning. It's 9 a.m., just shortly after 9 a.m. in Seattle, and I understand it's going to be a nice day, but cold. Is that right, Doctor? Dr. Olero?
Yes. Yes. Well, good morning for me, Doug. Yes, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
It is clear skies and 30 here in Seattle.
All right. Well, good. Well, listen, it's a delight to have you with us. I think this is a subject that is really fascinating. And, you know, I know there are a lot of business leaders who would love to be better at their jobs. And some of them question their ability. And utilizing these techniques is something that can really lead to that, lead to better leaders. So let me begin by asking you a little bit about to explain what I really mean when I refer to this term of emotional intelligence.
Absolutely.
Can you define it? What is emotional intelligence?
So emotional intelligence is actually the ability to be able to recognize your own emotions as well as others. What that actually means is being able to label out appropriately what the emotions or emotions are, and be able to use that emotion as an information guide to drive effective behaviors, depending on the situation.
In turn, it actually
increases job performance and leadership skills. Imagine that.
No, well, you know, I understand that. It seems to make sense. So then your practice is called EI Resources. What is that? What is your practice about?
So EI Resources, we offer individual coaching either at my office or your office, in person, or we also offer individual coaching on the phone or on web chat. We do group coaching as well as in-person presentations. So
you really, you've covered the gamut of working with people. So somebody is listening to us right now in Atlanta or in Cincinnati or in New York or wherever. It doesn't matter. They can still avail themselves of your talents and your practice.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit. Give me a little bit of your background. I mean, you have a remarkable background. I know that I could spell it out a little bit. You know, you have 16 years of experience using emotional intelligence skills to develop those with emotion regulation. And am I right in saying it helps emotion regulation, impulsivity, anxiety, and anger management? All those are just part of the things that this helps?
Yes. The skills will actually give you these results. So, yes, I am an intensely trained psychotherapist, and as you mentioned, with a special focus in DBT or dialectical behavioral therapy. That's a very practical approach that uses specific skills to create desired change. So these skills or tools are incredibly practical. You don't actually have to go out and carve time out of your day to be able to utilize these tools, in which I'm particularly trained in scanning for problem areas that can be solved with emotional intelligence tools. I've taught these skills to University of Washington medical students in their residency. I supervise University of Washington psychology doctorate students who teach these skills to others. I've taught them to nonprofits, and I'm actually scheduled to present these skills to the Veterans Hospital in March.
Well, tell me a little bit about how it works. When somebody begins to use this and learn how to use these techniques, as you've written, you become not just a better employee or a better leader. It helps in all aspects of you. You become a better father or a mother or a husband and wife and a friend. It really benefits you in almost all aspects of your life. Is that right?
Right, absolutely. So we initially start off with some business goals. Or work goals. So, for instance, they could be increasing your intention, increasing your emotional self-awareness, better decision-making, maybe even some less impulse control or increase impulse control, rather. Stress management, that's a common one. So if you don't come to me already as a coachee with pre-contemplated goals, I actually use a formal assessment called the EQI 2.0, in which I send you the web link, and it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to fill out online. And we can use those results to be able to establish goals, and then perhaps 3 to 6 months later, you can retake that test to see if our efforts are resulting in positive progress towards reaching those goals.
That's cool. What does that test tell you? But by the time you take that, you say it takes about 20 minutes or so to take. What do you learn from that about the individual?
What you learn actually could be your blind spots. So again, if you don't come to me with pre-contemplated goals that can increase happiness at work, right? I can utilize those skills to find out what are your blind spots, and it's great. It comes out of 15 different categories, and it actually gives you a number, kind of like your IQ and the number of your IQ. It's your emotional IQ. But the best part about it, Doug, really, is that your emotional IQ can always be increasing. Your IQ at some point in your life will reach a capacity, not like your emotional IQ. Even somebody in their later years can develop emotional intelligence, and one who's great already with emotional intelligence can even be better.
You know, you mentioned it helps you recognize what your blind spots are. Give me an idea of what a blind spot might be. I'm not quite sure. If I take the test and you say, all right, here are your blind spots, what might they be?
So some of the goals that one might come with me is because you may be in a position of management, and it's hard for you to get your supervisees to get to do what you want them to do. But you don't know how or why you're having trouble. So the EQI can give us spit out a report that helps you understand why. Maybe it's increasing empathy for them. Maybe it's something that you're great at increasing empathy at home and with your friends, but at work, maybe there's some struggles. Maybe it's you don't realize how stressed out you are, and that can actually give us some information.
Wow, this sounds pretty good. I'm inclined to ask you if most of the people who come to most of the clients, and I know you're specializing now in business leaders, do they come to you because they know they have some sort of deficiency somewhere along the line and they need help? Is that what gets them to come to you, or what does?
Partly, yes. Yes, absolutely, yes. And those are the pre-contemplated goals, right? Or sometimes it's you're really unhappy at work and you're trying to you want to do better. And so sometimes HR contacts me because you are having trouble with your focus or sending emails that may be hurtful to others, you know, or you're making decisions that aren't aligned with the business values.
So in other words, sometimes these leaders get sent to you. It's recommended that they come for help.
Sometimes,
that's
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
Well, when they get that assignment, then that makes more sense. Then they know they've got to come and pay attention. So what happens on that first meeting? I guess they take the test, right? Would that be right?
Well, if they don't already have pre-contemplated goals, they can take the test, and they can actually take the test, too, if they're also interested in what their EQI is. But essentially, yes, we start off with specific goals. And then after we figure out what those goals are, I utilize specific tools like mindfulness to be able to establish the goals. Mindfulness is really the heart of what I do.
Tell me how you do it. What's a session with you like? And I should point out, and you are a therapist. I mean, you've been trained, you know, 15, 16 years of experience and training in the world of therapy. Maybe I should preface this by asking you, now that you are focusing primarily as a coach,
right,
how do you define the difference between therapy and coaching? What is the big difference between those two modalities?
Well, the big difference are the actual goals. The goals are actually being able to increase your performance at work. So this may not be anything that we talk about your personal life, your home life, or your personal relationships. Like if you're having troubles with your spouse as such, I may never know the name of your spouse. You know, However, the great part is that the tools that you do learn with emotional intelligence are easily carried over in other areas of life. This is a great part of if you can come to work and learn to be emotionally intelligent, it's so much more easier to carry in your home life and being able to create general happiness. It's fantastic. And so you also asked me...
Yeah, the other point I wanted to bring out is there are a lot of business coaches who don't have your background or your knowledge in the field of therapy. And I was going to ask you if this you think helps set you apart, because you do have the knowledge that comes from being a trained therapist. Does that help in instances sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. I really do have to emphasize how seasoned I am in coaching about the skills and the tools. Again, it's mindfulness based, in which that you had asked earlier, you know, like what does the session look like? And initially, we can start off with a strong foundation with teaching mindfulness. Now, mindfulness meaning that how to train your brain to stay here in the present moment. Under the mindfulness umbrella, when your brain goes into the future or when it goes to the past, they consider that suffering. But if you stay right here, a lot of my clients say, well, that's impossible. But it's not. If you stay right here, right, even if you listen to my voice right now, right, it's not that bad. And being able to train your brain to stay in the present moment and to observe what your emotions are, labeling those emotions, recognizing the physical sensations of your emotions and emotional urges. And now, Doug, I have to tell you, you know, these are things that I wish you learned as kids. Wouldn't it be so fantastic to learn that your emotions are actual feelings, physical sensations? That's why they call emotions feelings. And if you're able to recognize what those feelings are, right, just that right there, increases your emotional awareness.
And well, I totally understand.
Yeah, and that emotion, there's also an emotional urge. Right before you actually act, there is a moment, maybe it's a slight moment, a very, you know, I often joke and say it's like a pinky toe of a moment, right? Very small, that you have that urge, right? And to control that urge is huge in being emotionally aware.
Give me an example of how you help.
Yes.
Of how this helps someone who is prone to flying off the edge with anger. In other words, they just blow up right away. Mm-hmm. They get mad and they start screaming at people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This, I understand, one of the things you can help people with is controlling anger management. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Even being aware of when you look at anger, right, there are, let's see here, my job as a coach is to be able to teach a coachee who wants to address their anger management and being able to slow it down, right? And so sometimes it feels like you go from A to Z fast. And it's my job to be able to teach you what that A to Z actually looks like. Maybe it's your heart rate speeding up fast. I teach you skills on how to be able to slow that down. Maybe it's like rapid thoughts. Maybe it's your fist is clenching. Maybe your jaw is clenching, right, before you actually act. If I was what I tell a lot of my coaches, and they like this, if you were on a reality show, and I was watching you on mute, what would I see that would take you from A to Z to slow that down? And so I teach my coaches on how to do that, and then to be able to address certain skills to manage that anger. It's not to say it's problem solving, right? Like there may be an actual problem that you're upset
right.
about. Right, you know, but being able to address that when you're in more of a wise mind place, not out of anger.
Well, that's a huge benefit if that can help somebody. How long does this kind of program take for somebody to begin to get it? I mean, you don't learn this in a couple of minutes. I'm sure of that. But when you
right.
work with a client, how long does it go on?
So, we can either do 30-minute sessions or 60-minute sessions up to, three to four times a month. I do like to spread my sessions apart largely for practice, to be able for a coachee to practice in between sessions. So A typical coaching session would be to establish the goals, to coach you on certain tools. You go practice those tools. The next session, we come back and review about that practice. And then it's my job, I feel, to be able to help you make these tools work. Sometimes they don't, and I get that too, but there are 40 different tools that we can pull from to help you learn these tools.
Do you find you work primarily with men, or do you work with women as well?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Are women better at controlling, you know, a lot of these emotional issues that you deal with than men? Something tells me they are, but what do you think?
You know, if you sit in my chair, Doug, there is no men or women that are better or not. It's just, it really is based on the individual.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
How long do you find that it typically takes to get results? And I know that's an individual. It depends on the individual. But
it's hard for me to answer that question because I don't want folks to feel like if they don't get it at a certain point that they failed. But upon average, about 4 sessions, clients really start to gather these tools.
Now, I know you work with individuals, but you also do group coaching. And I'm wondering if group coaching can be as effective as working individually. How do you find it?
So you're right. So let me be more specific. We do small group coaching up to 6 coachees. And so that's basically about, I present what these tools are. So it's obviously less individualized when you're doing group coaching. But then I do teach you these skills in a group format. And it's kind of the same process in which I coach the skills and then you as a coachee practice them and then come back the next session and being able to share what that experience is. And then I teach you more.
So you give your clients homework to do, in effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. The more that you actually do these skills, Doug, this is a fantastic part of it. It actually changes the neurochemistry in your brain, as it turns out. Both in the science will tell you, you know, is that these skills, particularly mindfulness, right, so incredible. Just a little bit of practice of these tools goes a long way. And that's the best part about the work that I do is that they're long-term. They're long-term benefits.
I was going to ask you about a success story, if you could give me an example of someone, you know, that came to you for help that they really needed this kind of help and that it helped them out. And afterwards, you know, you know you made a difference in their life. Do you have a story like that?
Sure. So
tell me.
A new director came to me for coaching. She had adopted her position because the old director retired. And so she's in this new position feeling less confident in herself, and she is in charge of several supervisors. So her goals were to increase her self-confidence as a leader, increase her emotional self-awareness and awareness of others, and to be more assertive. We started by creating a strong foundation with mindfulness. I got her to observe her emotions and an emotional physical sensations. This significantly increased her awareness of having an emotional moment. And for her, it was mostly anxiety-based. And so I coached her on skills on how to, even though you're experiencing anxiety, knowing that you experience anxiety is half the battle, and to be able to come across effectively to inspire her team despite having an emotional moment. She used to shut down. She used to avoid these meetings. She used to come across to others less effectively, and others were not taking her seriously. And so with these skills, I also taught her how to bring emotion down quickly and not act impulsively. So with practice, it significantly increased her confidence as a leader. We also worked on ways of her being clear and direct. This included several interpersonal effectiveness skills, such as being gentle and learning ways to reinforce others. And so she's getting an incredible response from her team on how she's and how these tools are coming across so positively outside, at the workplace. In fact, one of the best things she told me was, "Clara, my CEO loves you," because she learned these tools so quickly. And I praise her too. It's her efforts. I'm just the coach. You know, she's right. Doing all the hard work, and I reinforce that to the nines.
Did she mention anything about how it affected her in her personal life as well, or does that kind of not come up?
That hasn't come up yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that hasn't come up
Because I would think
yet.
It would. You know, it would have to have some really impact on her relationship with her family as well, if it's working so well in her business career.
That's a great question. But, you know, as terms of my purpose of her as a coach, her establishing these goals at work, you know, is I can't help to imagine that they're as easily transferred at home. You know,
yeah,
she's a lot happier at work. She wants to wake up in the morning, go to work. And I think just that alone, she's less stressed. Has an impact with her at home, absolutely.
What was it that got you hooked on focusing on this aspect? I mean, let's face it, you were trained as a therapist for many years, and you were working in
right.
that arena. Now you're really focusing on this. Why?
Right.
What got you to make the big switch?
Oh, Doug, I love my job. I love my job as a therapist. And what I started to notice that in therapy, it really is one-on-one. And I really wanted to cast a wider audience. And so I also thought that it's so unfortunate that more people don't know these tools. And so if you're not going to come to therapy, great. But most people go to work. And if you can go to work and leave your job a better person, I believe that I have accomplished my mission as with EI Resources. Another mission is to create a legacy of emotional literacy for generations to come. And I think it's fantastic if you can get up and go to work and leave work a better person. I think that's just fantastic.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it would be great to be able to do that and get up in the morning and really look forward to going to work.
Yeah.
What we read so much is so many people get up and it's with drudgery they get dressed and go to work.
Yes.
But to have the aspect that you can't wait to get to work would be wonderful. And I
yes.
gather you...
Yes, and you come home happy too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it comes across you love what you're doing. That's great for you.
Oh, I love it. I just see the practicality of it. I think the future of EI Resources is to be able to coach internationally as well. I would love the world to know my brain. I want to spread it to a huge audience.
I love the way you put it. Love the world to know your brain. Let me ask you something else. Are there many people focusing on this aspect of coaching like you are, or do you think you're pretty rare in this arena?
No, I mean, I think there's some great people out there. Daniel Goleman, he writes a lot of books of emotional intelligence. I think he's fantastic. One of his co-writers, and she's written so many books, Annie McKee, she also does a lot of emotional intelligence and has a coaching firm herself. So there are a few
okay.
of us out there, absolutely.
Well, this has been fascinating to hear all about this and how you work and how you're helping the clients who come to see you. I told you, Doctor, that we were going to be out of time before you knew it, and in effect, we really are. Our guest has been Clara Dr. Olero. Her practice is called EI Resources, and she's based in the fabulously beautiful city of Seattle, Washington, where it's going to be a lovely day today, even though it's going to be cold. Let me give you her website if you're interested in finding out more about her practice and how to get in touch with her. Here's the story. Her website is emotionalintelligencetools.com. emotionalintelligencetools.com, and that'll get you much more information and direct contact with our guest, Clara Dr. Olero. Clara, it's been fabulous having you as a guest. Thank you so much. I learned a lot. I appreciate it. Okay?
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. And that'll wrap it up for this edition of CUTV News Radio, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this. Dr. Olero, Clara Dr. Olero, has an amazing practice going on. Give her a call. She'll work with you on the phone. All right, that's it for this edition of CUTV News Radio. See you next time. Have a great day, and bye for now.